This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. In today's lesson, Genesis 48 through 50, Leroy tells about a modern man who helped his children discover the truth about themselves and who did it all in love. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like flattery, or would you rather have someone shoot straight with you? Well, maybe your answer is, yeah, I'd like to have them shoot straight, but not too straight. Today's passage, Genesis 48 through 50, deals with that issue. As we come to the end of the book of Genesis, let's review now. We have followed the fortunes of Adam and Eve as they chose to step out of the perfect home God had prepared for them into a world of sin. We watched as Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. But sin once again reared its ugly head, and the Lord's divine judgment followed mankind's determined disobedience, and thereafter Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob took center stage. And so now, in this last chapter, we see Jacob, the ancient patriarch, gathering his sons to his side, and giving each of them a word from God. There is no better thing that a father can do with his children than to share the message of the eternal God with them. I have a friend in the city of Pittsburgh who has been a tremendous challenge to Virginia and me in this regard. Over the years, as we have visited them in their home, they have never failed to read a passage from the Word of God and have a brief time of prayer after the evening meal. They have faced the pressures of getting their kids to many activities that make up today's Christian household, young people's meetings, school activities, Little League, soccer, and all the rest. But every day there is time for reading a passage of Scripture, a short discussion of that passage, and a time of prayer. Who can measure the impact this father is having on his sons as he, like Jacob, gathers them together to hear a word from God? As we reflect on the Scriptures during times like this, we see ourselves as we really are in the context of God's love. Jacob did not hesitate to tell his sons the truth, even though in some cases it was not pleasant, and I'm sure not easy to do. He was an Old Testament example of the New Testament words of Paul to speak the truth in love. Today there's such a mad scramble to protect a person's self-image that oftentimes the truth of the matter is compromised. A family devotional time is all about hearing God's truth together in love. It's difficult to make time, but not impossible. I can think of nothing more important for us as parents to do with our children. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes, encouraging you to include your children in your daily walk of discipleship through a time of family Bible reading and prayer.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigators Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Tomorrow, four words Satan fears in the life of every Christian. On Daily Discipleship.